The Nobel Prize winners are in Oslo, Norway, and Stockholm, Sweden today, where the world's most prestigious prizes are being awarded. Collecting the Peace Prize in Norway is Iranian lawyer Shireen Ebadi, an outspoken defender of human rights. If you've ever wanted to hear a simple version of the complex thinking that earned Nobels for the laureates, a new book has some answers. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with the author, Bettina Stiekel.
German journalist Bettina Stiekel called this collection of essays the Nobel Book of Answers. It's subtitled, Nobel Prize Winners Answer Some of Life's Most Intriguing Questions for Young People. Truth is, a lot of us could benefit from explanations given in language a child could understand. Bettina Stiekel managed to get the Dalai Lama, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and nearly two dozen other Nobel winners to contribute. You know, it's such a lovely, simple idea to explain the work of Nobel laureates to young people. I was surprised that nobody had come up with it before.
So did I, but I think because it's enormous lot of work. Most of the big, very well-known names like the Dalai Lama or Mr. Gorbachev or Jimmy Carter, you know, their time is very limited. And especially the science prize winners were kind of nervous, you know. They were afraid their colleagues would find the simply explained answers ridiculous to their enormously complex fields of study.
How did you come up with the subjects? I mean, one of them is, why is the sky blue? I could see why chemistry laureate Mario Molina, you know, might think, a little simplistic for what he got his Nobel for. How did you come up with the topic areas for each one?
I went to many different schools and asked a lot of kids what they would really like to know about difficult things in life for which they had not been given satisfying answers. Why is there war? That's a classic question. And what are politics? It's answered by Shimon Peres. And he was very happy to answer this question because that's really what he's spending all his life on.
This is part of what Peace Prize winner Israeli Shimon Peres wrote in answer to the question, what is politics? The task of politics is to find solutions to complicated issues, and often that means both sides must compromise. If that doesn't happen, things quickly become a matter of life or death, war or peace.
I had to do some editing, you know, especially in of the scientific answers into simpler language. A good example of this is why is pudding soft and stone hard? This very simple question allowed the Nobel Prize winner, Mr. Klaus von Klitzing, to explain the theories behind solid-state physics.
When you stir the thickening agent into the milk, the fat and the protein of the milk combine with the starch of the thickening agent to form a scaffold of molecules, as physicists call it. Would you have imagined that with each spoonful, you were also eating many tiny orbiting electrons? But why is my...
The other day, when I had a reading for some children at a school, the kids themselves came up with several interesting new questions, like, why can't I watch as much TV as I want, or why do we fall in love? And the favorite one from all of them, why do adults not listen to us kids?
Bettina Stiekel is a writer for Der Spiegel magazine in Germany and the author of The Nobel Book of Answers. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.